What is up, guys, and welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Metalcore Mania. You guys thought I was gonna be gone forever, but guess what? That was never gonna happen unless I fucking died or something, right? Hey, man, we're shrouded in darkness, man. Anything can fucking happen, remember? I'm a huge Motionless and White fan, so, you know, I stand the fucking darkness, man. But anyways, man, it's been a long road once again, man. The last couple of episodes that I did, I'll complete and share for you guys. I had a lot of fun doing them, man, and I'll be honest, this next batch of episodes that I, the content that I built up and studied for and did, of course, it was July 4th, yesterday, so I was just, had a little bit of downtime, which is ironic, right? It's July 4th, it's supposed to be family time, but fuck family, right? But no, seriously, man, I just had some downtime and I figured I'd definitely get some episodes out here. But man, I never had as much fun doing these episodes that I'm going to be releasing coming up here soon right now, because man, I just had a lot of fun, man. And you know, to be honest, man, I recommend you guys, man, if you don't, you know, if you have some downtime and things like that, you know, man, trust me, you know, just like figuring out some stuff, like, you know, in regards to the scene, maybe like who's the greatest vocalist to you of all time. Maybe you can actually like jot them down in like a journal or something and just kind of review it all and just do like, you know, like fun exercises to like really see like what's your true analysis of the music. You don't have to like be recording a podcast or anything, but trust me, man, it's a pretty cool, fun exercise just doing this. Fortunately for me, I just happen to just do it in podcast form. But man, just going through it, man, it's something that I'm definitely passionate about. And if you guys love this music, trust me, man, you know, you have some downtime, do it. I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it, man. And I've done some really, really fun content, and those episodes are going to come up soon. But enough of the chitter chatter, we are going to get into it. Of course, the episode is titled The Revamp List of the Metalcore Top 100 Songs. The biggest inspiration for this revamp was a friend of mine actually told me, and I am begrudged to say this, but I did not include Miss May I in my fucking list. That's right, Miss May I was not in that top 100 metalcore songs of all time. That's absolutely disrespectful. We cannot have that, okay? Miss May I is one of the fucking GOAT pioneers. We can't have that happen, okay? So I definitely had to revamp it. I gotta get it right. I actually care about the content, so it has to be right, man. I try to be a fucking goddamn perfectionist, okay? So I definitely revamped that. More inspiration was, I did not include Issues. Issues is not post-hardcore. Issues is metalcore, and you know, definitely some crab, crabcore influence to them as well. Some post-hardcore influence, even some R&B funk stuff. The Issues pretty much do it all. They remind me a lot of Motionless and White. They pretty much do it all, and I definitely didn't include them. And I also discover a new band, which we're gonna have some great content coming out for them pretty soon too, which are called Versus Me. Such great content, such great music. Definitely have to revamp the list because of that. I also revamped the list because, of course, Motionless and White's new album did come out a few weeks ago, so I definitely had to revamp it for that as well, because they definitely, which I'm super excited to announce, that album is probably their second greatest album to date, which is super, super exciting. And it just makes me more excited to go to the shows and everything, man. So I'm actually might do some content for the shows and stuff like that as well. But anyways, yeah, man. So I'm just excited to basically revamp the list. It is necessary. It had to happen because of everything I left off and because of the things that I am going to add on. And of course, I figured this time I'd actually do it, you know, number by number. That way it's just more relevance to the list. It, you know, it gives you guys more to argue about, I guess, and chitter chatter over, course, man. So, you know, we took more time and we revamped it for you guys. So we're going to jump right into it. And at number 100 of the metalcore, the greatest top 100 metalcore songs of all time, we have Monument by Miss May. I know other than Miss May, of course. At number 99, we have Creations, Miss May I again. At number 97, we have Legacy by Motionless in White. At number 97, we have Dark Passenger by Motionless in White. At number 96, we have Flatline by Versus Me. At number 95, we have Dead by The March Ahead. At number 94, we have, let's see here, Born to Lose by The Devil Wears Prada. At number 93, we have King of Amarillo by The Newly Added Issues. At number 92, we have BFBTG, which is Burnt. I think it's Burnt on Both Sides. Burnt at Both Sides, Burnt at Both Ends. Something like that, but it's the new Motionless in White song. I actually fucking forgot what it was actually labeled, because I actually just freshly listened to that album, to be honest with you guys. But anyways, you guys know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. An absolute banger. We will get more into that, though. At number 91, we have Creatures by Motionless in White. At number 90, we have The Abandoned by Memphis Mayfire. Had a brain fart there. At number 89, I have Colossal by Miss May I. At number 88, we have Blindside by Dayshell. At number 87, we have Ashamed by The Browning. At number 86, we have Undead Ahead 2 by Motionless in White. At number 85, we have Creatures X by Motionless in White. At number 84, we have Stygian Blue by none other than Monument. At 83, we have Real Life Monsters by Versus Me. At 82, we have The Reality by Memphis Mayfire. 81, we have Not Coming In by Dayshell. At number 80, we have Truth and Denial by Born of Osiris. At 79, we have Blood and Water by Memphis Mayfire. At number 78, we have Control by Versus Me. At number 77, we have Count Chocolitis by Motionless in White. 76, Follow Your Ghost, Periphery. 75, Confined, Kelly Carnage Remix by As I Lay Dying. 74, we have Attention by Versus Me. 73, we have Follow Your Leader, Icy Stars. 72, Fothcroft, Hungry Lights. 71, Heaven Sent by Heaven Sent is by another brain fart. I actually don't put the artist next to when I put him down, just to test myself to make sure I'm as metal as fuck as I think I am. But yeah, at 71, Heaven Sent by Down and Dirty. At 70, we have Architect by Miss May I, The Boys. 69, We're Not in Kansas Anymore, I See Stars. 68, we have Morte et Dabo by Asking Alexandria. 67, we have Whitewashed by August Burns Red. 66, Monster by Crown the Empire. 65, Her Monologue by Issues. 64, Reckless and Relentless, Asking Alexandria. 63, Far Behind, Versus Me. 62, Turbo Swag, Attack Attack. 61, Never Enough, Wage War. 60, Dark Bloom, We Came as Romans. 59, we have Roads That Don't End, We Came As Romans. 58, OG Loco, Of Mice and Men. 57, Late by Issues. 56, Bones Exposed, Of Mice and Men. 55, The Truth of a Liar, August Burns Red. 54, Murder Mitten, Icy Stars. 53, Maniacal Me, Crown the Empire. 52, Tapping Out, Issues. 51, Ohio's on Fire, Of Mice and Men. 50, Coma, Issues. 49, Gloom, Devil Wears Prada. That's my fucking shit right there, man. If I was biased, it would have been a lot higher. 48, The Black by Ask Alexandria. 47, Dead Nest by Monuments. 46, An Ever-Growing Wonder, We Came As Romans. 45, Love, Sex, Riot, Issues. 44, Composure, August Burns Red. 43, Public Service Announcement, Of Mice and Men. 42, Rank Rider, Issues. 41, Johnny's Rebellion, Crown the Empire. 40, Relentless Chaos, Miss May I. 39, Endless Sky, I See Stars. 38, Answers by Miss May I. 37, I Will Never Lose My Way, Down and Dirty. 36, Forbidden, and that is by Forbidden. Another brain fart here. Stop damn brain farting, man. What the hell is up there in my skull? Forbidden. Yeah, of course. That's Miss May I. Let's see here. 35, we have Dear Insanity, Asking Alexandria. 34, Violence Versus Me. 33, Redefined, As I Lay Dying. 32, Sudden Sky. And that is by Sudden Sky. That's Crown the Empire, correct? The Crown the Empire? Let's double check on that. Sudden Sky. Just think about it though, guys. I've been going through this list so fucking fast, and I don't even have the fucking artist next to what I'm saying. That's how fucking brutal I am, man. I'm out here in these streets doing this, man. So at 32, yes, that's Crown the Empire. Should have just went with the gut feeling. Hey, man, accuracy is key. 31, Crown of the Empire again, Sequence. At 30, Sticks and Bricks, A Day to Remember. And obviously, just for clarification purposes, once again, and you'll see this on my post-hardcore list as well. If it's a post-hardcore band, but the song is metalcore, I will include it on, you know, that particular list. Sticks and Bricks, 30. 29, we have Headache, Motionless in White. Shut up, go! It's that shit right there, man. 28, Garden of Sankara, by Monuments. 27, The Redeemed, Memphis Made Fire, classic. 26, Scissorhands, Motionless in White. And normally I would, you guys will see it on my, on my post-hardcore list, I will get a little bit more in depth with the top 25. But considering the fact that I did already do the list, I just revamped it. I'm not going to get too deep into them. I might just say a little something about the top 25 because they do mean something. They do stand for something to me. But it's a revamped list. And you guys will notice that there's definitely some changes to it. But we're not going to take up all your time going over them. You guys know the songs. You fell in love with them. You know the vibes. At number 25, top 25 greatest metalcore songs of all time. It's shit's getting real. We have Another Bottle Down, The Tomba Remix by Asking Alexandria. Straight fucking fire. 24, Closure by Asking Alexandria. These boys are going back to back. 23, Pure Evil by The Browning. Straight brutal darkness. You get tormented listening to that. 22, Follow Your Leader, The Scout Mix by IC Stars, Straight Crab Core, Finish Him, Brutality, amazing. The next song is Dying to Heal by Architects, number 21. Man, A Breakdown for the Ages. 20, Undead Ahead by Motionless in White. We all know what that stands for. We all know what that means. If you were gothic in school and you did not listen to Undead Ahead at least 5 times a day, no one respected you, trust me. At number 19, we have The Sinner by Memphis Made Fire. Just will always be a party starter, a straight up classic right there. The Sinner never really gets old. Number 18, Juke by Monuments. Of course, that was my ending song for the podcast a while ago when I was just with Spotify. But Juke, man, absolute fucking classic. One of the greatest intros of all time, man. It's up there for sure. At number 17, we have Gears by Miss May I. Gears, man. Just the fade on the way the song faded. I'm not like super big on tracks fading, but man, that fade and just the essence of that song was absolutely fucking beautiful, man. No lies, I tell no lies. At number 16, Reckless and Relentless, Document Remix by Asking Alexandra. 15, Hooligans, Issues. That music video was super fire back in its heyday. Boys were skating like me out there. I was a little bit better than them, though. At number 14, we have Fumbles O'Brien by Attack Attack. The classic Attack Attack, man. Fumbles O'Brien, who knew that rap, crabcore, and metalcore could all be in one genre? Hey, they knew. They knew something, man. Something was in the water. At number 13, we have a Murdermitten.com mix. Of course, that is by IC Stars, an absolute banger. Of course, don't get that mixed up with Murder Mitten, which was at number 54. They are two totally different songs, trust. At number 12, we have We Have Fallen by Miss May I. Man, what can you really say about that? Another one of those songs where if I was being biased, it would definitely be top 5, easy. Maybe top 3, man. Maybe We Have Fallen, man. That song is, I don't know, man. Don't really got too many words for that one. At number 11, we have To Plant a Seed by We Came as Romans. That dreamy sound, brutality mixed together with the dreamy ambitions, man. Beautiful thing to watch. Sexual Man Chocolate by Attack Attack. Who would have known a name so suspect would have been so legit? Once again, they knew, we didn't. And that was a joke, by the way. Gay people, you know I fucking love you. At number 9, we have Cyberhex. At number 9, by Motionless in White. Yes, Cyberhex recently came out. Yes, it was by the great Motionless in White. Yes, it went all the way from being unranked to coming out a month ago and being in the top 100 greatest songs of all time. Yes, if I was at a concert and they played Cyberhex, I would probably bloody myself and someone else up. Yes, Cyberhex is a cult classic song and doesn't get old. At number 8, we have Living Dead. Of course, that is by The Browning. Man, Living Dead was a fucking great, great track. Very dark. Even, you know, a little bit of the crabcore stuff going on in that as well. Classic, man. Absolute classic. Deserves a spot right there. At number 7, we have Spellbound by Dayshell. Complete song. Gives you everything you need. Great intro, great outro, great verses, great lyrically. Everything. Just has everything, man. And of course, that's what you expect from the top 25 songs of all time, especially the top 10. You better give me every single thing. I don't want a fucking drop of this song to be bad. And you guys will notice that with this list, it's particularly the top 25. damn near basically the whole list, but what I try to do is just make sure these songs don't have any bad parts to them. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. And number six, Blood Eagle by Periphery. Man, 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 boy, oh boy. The brutality behind this track, the sickness, just the in-your-face element to it. Absolute stone cold iconic legendary track right here, and it has everything. You know, it's just fucking awesome, man. It's just fucking awesome. And we even had Jake on cleans, I'm pretty sure, in that track. Jake was doing some cleans, man. That was pretty awesome. At number five, we have A Bleed by Meshuggah. One of the greatest songs, if not the greatest hardcore song. And when I say hardcore, of course, I mean, I don't care. Like, just fucking everything hardcore, metalcore, all that stuff. Deathcore, whatever. Probably the greatest track lyrically of all time. And that's all we need to say about that. You guys know I'm big on lyrics. Bleed is an absolute classic. Number four, Broken Statues by We Came as Romans. These boys got two songs in the top 25 that's absolutely legendary, and Broken Statues is also legendary, baby. At number three, we have Crystal Ball by Icy Stars. Top three, baby. Don't get better than a top three, man. What can you really say? Crystal Ball, man, it just has everything, and it's the hardest track off of New Demons, in my opinion. It is definitely the hardest track, and fucking legendary, man. At number two, we have Do a Whistle For Me, guys, at a count of three. One, two, three, whistle. Yeah, you better whistle, because that is A for Andrew, a song that has no time for breaks, no time for pauses. There ain't no time to even think. That shit is gnarly in your face. You will not have time to do anything or breathe or think about, oh, this is cool, that is cool. No, you will be in a fucking wave, and you will just be just swimming through that shit, going to fucking Costa Rica, wherever, Honduras, listening to that song, because there ain't no time for breaks. It's all action, baby. A for Andrew could have easily been number one if it wasn't for the most iconic song of all time. And a big part of that, it kind of cheats because it's so long. So it's basically like three or four like great tracks, I guess. That's kind of unfair, man, you know. But hey, I don't make the rules up. They just happen, and I just talk about them. But with that being said, it did cheat. But it's also the winner, and that is Reptile by Periphery. You guys already knew that if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, unless you're a newbie. I welcome newbies too. But man, Reptile by Periphery is absolutely fucking iconic at the highest degree. It's about four songs in one. The only thing about Reptile that I know some people would criticize is that, unlike what I did mention about how a lot of these songs don't have downtime, it's just all greatness throughout, there's no moment to relax, this song actually ironically does have downtime. But that downtime, it doesn't become downtime if you fully immerse yourself, like your higher self, or just like your self-aware, just who you are, man. Just immerse yourself in this track, especially the ending of the track. I promise you, you will find out and learn things about yourself just listening to this track, dude. I swear to God, it is just absolutely mind-blowing. You literally feel like you're fucking on chronic or DMT. I don't know, man, but you listen to this track, and it will take you on a journey, and you need to listen to the lyrics. You need to do all of that. So when you combine everything this track had to offer lyrically, instrumentally, vocally, program-wise, just everything, and lengthwise, like I said, kind of cheated. It has to be the greatest song of all time, and it has to in the metalcore scene, baby. And that's just how it is, even though it is prog rock. So yes, it did cheat a little bit in that regard too. If it was metalcore, obviously the greatest metalcore song of all time would be A for Andrew, but then you motherfuckers would probably be saying, oh, well, that's grindcore. Listen, man, metalcore is metalcore. If it sounds like it, if it's similar to it, that shit's number one. But anyways, guys, that is going to wrap up this episode. Of course, there is a lot more to be prepared for. This was just a quick revamp. Just wanted to get this out of the way. A lot more content coming up. Stay tuned. Stay ready. Stay dialed in. Keep your foot on the pedal and stay metal. That is all I got to say, because there's a lot more coming out. Peace.